Born in Manchester, but here at Red Race Park in Edinburgh. What's your name?
My name's Charles Wally.
Charles, where are you from?
I'm from Bury. I'm part of the Bury Cycle Speedway team.
If you're part of the team, then what's your job?
I'm a coach. Level 2 coach with British Cycling, and I coach the younger riders at Bury.
Is it a hard job?
No. But you got to love it. If you got passion for the sport, then it's brilliant. If you haven't got passion for the sport, it's a hard job.
What is the hardest part of it, then?
Getting the kids to understand what you want them to do.
Listen, every kid loves to cycle. Is that the basic start to becoming a cycle speedway rider and champion?
Yes. Once you learn to ride the bikes and they get in, and then you bring them onto the track, and you then learn them the protocol of the riding. So you've got to learn them how to corner, how to lean the bike, how to accelerate away. You've also got to learn them how to protect the line. So if another rider's coming in on them, how to make sure that they can defend the line. They've got to learn how to gate, because there's a procedure for coming out the gate, and each rider will have his own way of doing it. There's a standard way, but then he'll tweak it to his own, the way he actually wants it to be done.
And finally, how to stop?
By using the other person. No, seriously.
How do you stop me, mate?
With your foot. So you go through a lot of shoes.
All right, you don't put your shoe on the back
tyre, what
we used to do when we had no brakes going out.
Exactly, no. What you do is you just put your foot down.
How old are you?
I'm 52.
How long have you been involved in Cycle Speedway?
As a 14-year-old, I left Cycle Speedway, and then I left it, and I was originally with the Blakely squad in Manchester, and I left it. I did other forms of cycling. So I've done cycling, done on the road racing, time trialing, BMX, mountain biking, and then I came back a few years ago to Cycle Speedway. A friend of mine was a coach at Bury, and I said, oh, I'm coming down. He said, right. So I went down. He knows what experience I've got in cycling, and he went off from there.
And you then became a coach?
I then became a coach. At Bury, we had one coach, which was John Burston, and then Joe Holleran came on, and then I came on. And since I've come on, we've managed to open up more training days, and we can have as many as 25 to 30 kids a day down training. And that's what makes it so wonderful. And all the parents come in and they get involved, making tea and all the rest of it, and it does become one big family. And that's the beauty of it.
Have you ever regretted it?
No. There's good times in it. There's good times and there's bad times in it. But overall, no.
When you said you found Cycle Speedway, it was never lost. What brought you into Cycle Speedway?
I was in a park, a big park in Manchester called Eaton Park, and I went up this track and I found this little dirt track, and then I found out there was racing there, so I went down to see it, and that's how I got hooked on Cycle Speedway as a 14-year-old. So between 14 and 15, I joined the club. But the club at that time was so strong and was so good, it had that many champions in, you just rode round with them, because that was the team. And I came away from it, and then I went into other forms of cycling, and that's it. But like I say, I've come back to it, and now my oldest daughter does it.
Names?
Robin, my oldest daughter. Hermione, my youngest daughter. My son at 6-year-old does it. My grandsons do it. It's my two grandsons, and my granddaughter does it. So it's like I've brought the whole family in.
You've brought a whole club?
Virtually, yes. Yeah.
You were talking about riding with champions on that track. What about yourself? Are you a champion yourself?
I was the North West Cruiser Champion in 1986. That's my only claim to fame.
But you've enjoyed doing Cycle Speedway, whether you got any prizes or not, it's been part of your life.
Yeah, it's a great for the kids, the atmosphere on the track, it's fierce rivalry, but once you cross that line, they shake hands and it's all gone, everything's gone, and it's brilliant. And it's the same with the families who come round. You tend to know each other's families, you know the father, you know the mother, you know all the kids from different clubs. And whenever you go to a club, they're always very friendly. I mean, we're from Bury and we've come up here, we've raced, done two races today, and it's friendly, and that's what it's about. Any other sport, you do get this, oh, you're not from our team, but it doesn't happen in cycle speedway. In cycle speedway, it's like one big family, irrespective of what club you're with.
Is that right, Dad?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So how strong is Bury as a cycle speedway club?
We have two riders this year that have made the British final in the top 16. Ben Scranage and Chrissy P. I'm not sure which way they came. And then after that, we have got Danny and James, who are in the under... I'm not sure what age group they're in, but they made... One made the top five in the British final. And then we've got younger children going down to six-year-old. My six-year-old son, I don't like this because it's my son, and I don't like pushing him out and that, but he is lying in the top 15 of Great Britain at six-year-old. And it's great. We go away to these racetracks where we've never been before, but you're automatically accepted and brought in, and it's a massive atmosphere. And it is absolutely unbelievable. I would advise anybody who wanted to have a go at cycling to come down to a cycle speedway club, because it is the most friendliest. It is, you can't really put your finger on it. It is just so, it's just so unbelievable. 8 months ago, we had an Asian lad turn up, a Muslim, and he has now turned out to be one of our major assets. And I don't think there is any other Muslim riders riding, but we've got one. We've got another lad coming in, and hopefully it's going to open up that way, because it's always been a predominantly, how can I say this?
English sport.
English sport. Well, no, great British sport, I'm going to say, because obviously the Scottish lads are in it, and the Welsh. So bringing
this the Irish
in, and there's Irish, yeah, exactly, and of course there's the other ones, isn't there, from down under, those Aussies, but then you've got these other people now that are starting to come in that are seeing it and having a go, and that's what makes it. But what I would say is, as a coach, you've got to be able to give 100%. If you try giving 50%, they will find out and they will walk away, and it's down to keeping the kids coming in, and that's what it's about.
Very interesting. Thanks very much for the chat.
No problem. Thank you.